Peruvian metals in the news recently. It's PER on the Toronto Venture Exchange, DUVNF in the OTC markets in the States as they increase their mineral processing. The Aguila Norte plant, in fact, exceeds initial production expectations for Q1 2021. And run to the details, CEO Jeff Rader. Hey, Jeff, appreciate the time. A nice little alert to investors. Looks like you're going to have some nice production numbers once you run through the details here for investors.
Well, thanks, Rob. We put out some news last week regarding our production levels, and up to February 25th, our production has been is 50% higher than what it was first quarter in 2020 and 2019. The importance to say that is that we're on track to have a record year, and we are processing this quarter. First quarter will be the best quarter that we've had of all the first quarters since we've started production. Normally, this time of year, there's a lot of rain up in northern Peru, and the miners, they accumulate mineral. But we're one of the only few processing plants in northern Peru. A few others have been shut down, one because of COVID outbreaks. We've always kept our protocols in place. We've never had any outbreaks. And the miners know that we're getting great recoveries, and they're bringing the mineral to us. We also plan on... we're setting up some purchase agreements, and hopefully we should have our first purchase agreements done during the first quarter, and starting second quarter we'll start processing mineral at our 50% owned Palta Dorada property.
Well, certainly sounds like good news for shareholders and prospective investors. So as you move through 21 here, Jeff, I know the goal's always been to get from that toll miner to your processing your own plant, become more efficient. So how's that going for you in that quest to put more ounces on the board, which is the ultimate goal, obviously, for the company?
We're taking advantage right now to build these drying areas. And our bottleneck right now in our production is because we're producing so much concentrate for our clients, it takes time to dry the concentrate. So we're building them right now. We've started last year, but when the COVID happened, then we had the stop, and we just restarted the construction again. We've laid out the areas. We are building it ourselves. We hired a civil engineer, and hopefully by April and May this will be completed. And at that time, the rains will pass, and we should be able to increase our production to full production of 3,000 tons a month. We're always reaching about 2,200 tons per month, and if we can get all this done, we should be reaching full production by May.
Okay, well, exciting times for Peruvian Metals. Again, that was CEO Jeff Rader. PER, Toronto Venture Exchange, DUVNF, OTC markets in the States. And again, we'll look forward to checking back in. Peruvian Metals has some more news to report.